Blog Talk Radio.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Hello, my name is Nick Kinnenberg, and I'm a student at Cal State Fullerton. I'm helping Create to Learn with an educational program to bring awareness to the community. Today, you will learn how purchasing this beautiful home up for sale in Laguna Hills, California, can contribute to the community and the funds that they need. Up to half of the commission paid to Ann Herr, a real estate agent with iPro located in Newport Beach, can be given back. Thank you so much, Ann. Can you tell us a little bit about this beautiful property?
Yes, and thank you for all of your great help, Nick, to make this property available online for people to see. This is really, I was in that in the property several times, and it's amazing how this guy has gotten $125,000 worth of upgrades, additions, and changes that he's made to the property. Normally, we have to have a house staged, but as you can see in the pictures, this property is in pristine condition. And the outside is just as beautiful as the inside. He's got artificial turf on the yard, which is, it's kind of a water conservative thing that a lot of the new homes are going to, as well as the older houses. And so the yard just looks nice and crisp and clean. It has fragrant flowers with butterflies, birds, there's fountains, there's glass sculptures, there's lights. The walkway is lined. It has fruit trees. The back garden is breathtaking. The front yard actually has 3,400 square feet of synthetic turf, which really reduces the, you know, makes a nice footprint for those people that are trying to conserve water, which is so precious nowadays. There's a trellis that has grapevines on the property as well. A beautiful spa for relaxing. When you walk through the front door, there's 150 a gallon salt water aquarium. Then there's also to the left a beautiful downstairs master bathroom, which, you know, you were gracious enough, Nick, to put those pictures for us. And there's a fireplace in the master bedroom as well as in the family room. The master bedroom has a jacuzzi tub, a stone-walled shower, and then it also has a walk-in closet, which every nowadays the closets are as important as the rest of the rooms. The kitchen, too, as you can see, had a beautiful large island, a lot of counter space, cabinets, drawers, and any chef would enjoy hanging out in that kitchen. It's conveniently located between the family room and the dining room, and the whole floor plan just kind of flows together. There's three bedrooms upstairs, and one is an extra large, and it overlooks the back garden, and a full bath that includes a shower and tub. And then again, the house is located real close to the 73 and the 5 freeways, which is really nice to be able to get on the freeway and get around here in Southern California. Top schools in the area, tons of shopping, great parks nearby, and the house could be available furnished as well. So, I mean, of course, you can see a lot of the furniture, the pictures in the video that you created, Nick. So we would love to have people stop by. The house is located immediately adjacent to Nellie Gale. It's in Falcon Hills. It's a gated community. It's called Falcon Hills, and it's just breathtaking inside there. So we would love for anybody interested to kind of, you know, reach out. My number is 949-307-2079. I am looking forward to, you know, any feedback that anybody has, especially on the pictures that you put together, Nick. Thank you again.
Not a problem. I hope everyone out there can look at that and then kind of get a little background that Anne just talked about briefly. Anne, did you want to kind of talk about Homes for Education and just how purchasing it also helps give back to the community as well?
Absolutely, Nick. Thanks for the opportunity to speak about the Homes for Education. I was a licensed general contractor. I built large houses from the ground up. And the past 10 years, I have been hosting a radio show at UC Irvine and at KUCI. And I've heard from all of the nonprofits that I have interviewed over the years how they need funding, they need funding, they need more funding. So a good friend of mine, Ellie Ward, who is almost 83, but she's been into education for 61 years, and I went to her and asked her if I told her, I taught myself to lay bricks, I taught myself to pour concrete, but I've always wanted to do an educational program, and now that I see the needs of so many nonprofits, we decided to launch our Create to Learn. And I was nominated to go and get a real estate license because we want to offer the community some work, something to do for the funding. And then we want to work together to create funds for not just our nonprofit, but for all the wonderful, wonderful nonprofits that are out there. Ellie is such a generous giver. She actually gifted her house to the hospital in Laguna Hills. And she's so responsible with money and funding. So we are trying to just raise funds to let whoever buys the house or sells the house pick a charity, and up to 50% of the funds will go back to the community. And then of course I'm not the only agent in town, so there's a lot of agents that we would like to reach out to help us with the program as well.
That sounds amazing, and I think it's awesome that people interested in buying a beautiful home can also feel good about themselves, giving back essentially up to 50%, which is amazing and super awesome that you do that, Anne. And if anyone has any needs some more information, Anne's number again is 949-307-2079. Is there any last-minute things you wanted to add to the interview, Anne, before we go?
Well, just how fortunate we have been to have so many great students like yourself from Cal State Fullerton help our organization. The YouTube channel that you students have created and maintained for us has been very valuable, and I've had students from Cal State Fullerton go back as far as about 30 years with some of the events that I've done over the years in the community, and I can't say enough about the passion that we have for this program, and I can't thank you again enough, Nick, okay?
It's my pleasure, and I love doing this and feeling rewarded, doing some work that is going back and giving back to these nonprofits and to our community. And also, I mean, this is so awesome because someone's buying a home. That's exciting. I mean, I'm hopefully going to be purchasing a home within the next 5 years or so, my first home, and it could be a great adventure. And I know it's awesome. It'd be great giving that commission back to a community or charity like you were talking about.
Thanks again.
No problem. And with that, that's going to conclude our episode for today. Thank you.